This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to Newsmax TV. And who was the first guy on TV that told you that Joe Biden was a nightmare and was his support was a mile wide and an inch thick? And now nobody's for Joe Biden. He's fallen like a lead balloon. He's fallen like the Hindenburg. Who was the first guy to tell you that, Wayne Root? And I told you he seemed like he had dementia. And he was on the stage yesterday in South Carolina. And he said, "Will you support me for U.S. Senate?" It's impossible that you could say that as just a mistake. It's impossible. You can't be running for president and ask people to support you for Senate. The guy is losing his mind. He's too old. He can't be president of the United States. So that's Joe Biden. Out of there! And then you have Bloomberg. Who told you about Bloomberg? I did. Worst debater ever. Worst personality ever. No charisma. No energy. Boring Mike Bloomberg. I said Trump should call him Mini Mike. He should call him Boring Mike. Now I think you should call him Non-Disclosure Mike. And there's no way he could ever beat Trump. There's no way he could win the primary for the Democrats because he believes in capitalism. And with the non-disclosures, he isn't going to win anything in a party that is filled with feminists. All the non-disclosures at his company with women claiming sexual harassment. He's done. Who told you that first? I did. And I also was the guy who warned you about coronavirus. I've done it on this show and more extensively even on my national radio show. I told you for the first day, this is the pandemic we're all scared about. It's terrible. Very scary. So what happened today? The crisis response coordinator in charge of health in South Korea, overseeing the coronavirus crisis, committed suicide. I bet you didn't hear that in any show in America, but I get the latest, greatest scoops of what's going on, and I go to websites that the typical, you know, mainstream media doesn't go near, like Zero Hedge and Gateway Pundit and Breitbart, and you hear news, real news, facts, that they won't allow in the mainstream media. And so this guy in charge of, he's the civil servant for the Ministry of the Justice Emergency Safety Planning Office in South Carolina, jumped off a bridge in Seoul at 5 in the morning Tuesday today. He was one of several individuals charged with overseeing the government's response to the virus. And obviously, he realizes how bad it's getting in South Carolina. Who told you South Carolina? South Korea. Who told you that yesterday? Right here, you got it on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, that South Korea, it was spreading even worse, faster, in the first week or so that it's been there than it ever did in China. So very scary. And the CDC today, the Center for Disease Control in the United States, warned the coronavirus is going to spread in the USA, and the disruption to everyday life might very well be severe. So scary stuff going on all around the world. We all got to be real careful and say our prayers and keep your fingers crossed and keep the borders closed and don't allow any flights from China. And thank God that we have private health care, not government-run health care. And thank God we have a government. Even the liberals say such terrible things about President Trump. We have a government that would never tell you lies. If it's happening and it's bad, you'll know about it. And if it's happening and it's not bad, you'll know about it. But no one's going to cover up how bad the coronavirus pandemic is, like they did in China, and shoot people or imprison people or torture people for telling the truth and letting the news get out. That's happened in China. All the people who tried to tell us how bad it really was and that there are 25 to 50,000 dead, not 2,500, they all disappeared in the middle of the night. They're all journalists, and they're gone. All right, my commentary coming out about Bernie Sanders, because politics is still the number one story for this show and for Newsmax TV and for most Americans. A matter of fact, coronavirus is a downer. Most people don't want to talk about it all day. We'll see what happens. But you got to remain, always prepare for the worst, right? Expect the best. Prepare for the worst. You'll be okay in life. Got to be thinking about it. But let's talk about Bernie Sanders for a minute. I've got a commentary coming out called Meet Comrade Fidel Sanders. It'll be out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers all around the country, syndicated nationally by Creator Syndicate. Meet Comrade Fidel Sanders. Has our country gone mad? Even if I believe Bernie Sanders is the best thing to ever happen in the GOP, and I do, even if I believe Bernie will lose to President Trump by an electoral landslide, and I do, even if I believe Bernie at the top of the Democrat ticket will lead to the GOP regaining the House, and I do, I still can't believe some portion of America would vote for this radical, extreme, America-hating, socialist, communist madman. I can't believe the people who teach our children in Las Vegas, the Clark County Teachers Union, endorsed this crazy communist. I can't believe Nevada Democrats handed him a landslide primary victory last Saturday. These people are actually walking among us. These people are our neighbors. Think about that. How frightening is that? Let's put the shoe on the other foot. Because Bernie had some comments in the last few days about Fidel Castro, defending Fidel for his literacy program. What if a conservative like me said, I've studied the Civil War, and although the Confederates were defending slavery, they did some good things. Just because of slavery, you can't paint everything they did as bad. Can you even imagine the firestorm? And they'd be right, by the way, because anyone who says something like that publicly is an idiot. Because it doesn't really matter what good things may have happened during slavery. The evil and the inhumanity of slavery kind of outweighs everything else, don't you think? Does anyone really consider the good that Confederates did while enslaving millions of black Americans? While beating them daily? While branding them with irons? While raping female slaves? While murdering slaves who tried to escape? I kind of think any good is erased, don't you? Yet Bernie Sanders just defended Fidel Castro. Not just years ago, and he did that many times years ago, that's frightening enough. But Bernie just doubled down. He defended Castro days ago. That's got to be the canary in the coal mine. That's got to send shivers down your spine. It's not just Bernie's love of all things Castro and communist that should frighten the bejesus out of you. It's that he doesn't bother to hide it. He says it publicly, loudly, and proudly. He doubles down while running for president with the whole world watching. How scary is that? I don't care if Castro ever did something good. It all pales alongside the arrests of political opponents, torture, murder, slave labor camps, firing squads, the stealing of private property, turning the lives of every Cuban, except Fidel himself and his cronies, of course, into a living hell of unimaginable poverty and misery. How many Cubans were murdered by Fidel Castro? How many Cubans died in prison? How many businesses and business owners and homeowners? How many lives were ruined? How many criminals, or I should say political opponents, were turned into criminals by the process of Fidel Castro? And they're still in a Cuban prison, hammering at rocks all day. Slave labor. How bad was Bernie's hero, Fidel Castro? Cubans risked death on flimsy rafts over shark-infested waters to get away from Castro's Cuba. But to Bernie, the end clearly justifies the means. He admires Fidel Castro. If that's what it takes to produce fairness, equality, social justice, redistribution of wealth, free health care, and education, Bernie Sanders can rationalize it. And as a bonus, by the way, in case you didn't know, Bernie is an atheist Jew, and I happen to be Jewish, who hates Israel and takes the side of Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Palestinian Authority, and who's on the side of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, three of the most anti-Israel hateful towards the Jewish people, congresswomen in the history of the United States of America. Bernie is honest to a fault. He's telling us what he really believes in. He's telling us what he really stands for. He's telling us what he'd really do. We've got to take him at his word. When a man is such a Kool-Aid drinking true believer that he'd defend a communist mass murderer, that's the tip-off about what we're really dealing with. Meet comrade Fidel Sanders. Be frightened, America. Be very frightened. My commentary coming out. You know, it harks back to what people at the time said about Hitler. Hitler told the Jews, my relatives, my Jewish people, he said again and again, we're going to kill you. We're going to enslave you. We're going to steal your property. We're going to shut your businesses down. And my Jewish ancestors, you know what they said? Oh, he'll never do it. We're going to stay right here. He's not going to take our country away from us. Bernie is telling you he admires Fidel Castro's literacy program while ignoring the murder, the theft, the robbery, the rape, the torture, the imprisoning, the slave labor. And then, if Kevin Leary is right, O'Leary is right from Shark Tank, even the literacy program that he brags about is actually a re-education camp where they're brainwashing you, and you either come out of it loving Fidel, comrade Fidel, or they kill you. So it isn't even real education. Wow, scary stuff. When we get back, so trust Bernie. He's honest. Take him at his word. When we get back, I'll tell you about the latest poll from Rasmussen. Trump's ratings are through the roof. And as usual, they're better than Barack Obama on the same day of his presidency. While the media was 90% pro-Obama, and they loved him and treated him like a god, and the media has been 90% plus against Trump and treating him like he's the devil or Hitler or the KKK or the Nazis, he's higher rated than Obama by 5 points today. When we get back, I'll tell you all about it. Wayne Allyn, Newsmax TV.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. History ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as WAR. Welcome back. The Root. The Root is on fire despite media bias. Trump's more popular than Obama at the same point in his presidency. Remember, all the news coverage negative for 3.5 years against Trump. Negative ninnies. And for Obama, we love you. We bow down. You're our God. We love you. You're the greatest. You can do no wrong. And yet, according to Rasmussen reports, President Trump's approval rating today stands at 52%, which is far more than he needs to get reelected. And on the same day of his presidency, Obama stood at 47%. That's amazing. 5 points up. And that's the way it's been almost nonstop for Trump versus Obama. You know, the media kept calling Obama popular and Trump unpopular. And every time I look at Rasmussen's poll, Trump is 3 to 6 points higher than Obama on that day of his presidency. It's amazing. Before I get to more Bernie Sanders news, because I have more for you, I want to mention Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley is, of course, a United States senator from Missouri. And he wrote a letter to the Food and Drug Administration contending it is inexcusable that America relies on China for its medical supply chain. And he's calling hearings and legislation to determine how to address America's reliance on the Chinese for producing vital medicine. And so here's the numbers. You're not going to believe this. Reports have revealed the extent to which China produces and exports the overwhelming majority of pharmaceuticals to the United States. Forget about furniture and all kinds of other products, TV sets and radios and Apple iPods and Apple iPhones, etc., etc. China exports to us 97% of all the antibiotics in the United States and 80% of all the active ingredients used to make drugs in the United States. Another report stated that America is losing its ability to make pharmaceuticals because of Chinese dumping of low-priced products into the global market. And don't forget those masks, those coronavirus masks. Guess who makes them all? China. Guess who needs them all? China. So if it comes here and we need it, there are no masks. Did you know that? We have gotten a run on masks, and there are none left. And if there are no antibiotics, because China's using them all, what's going to happen? If there's no super drugs, because China creates 80% of the ingredients for them. This is about greed. As a country, over a few cents cheaper price, we wanted everything to be made in China. So nothing is made in America, and God forbid a tragedy, a crisis occurs, or a pandemic occurs, we're suddenly vulnerable, and we rely on China for everything. What if we got in a war with China? Forget a trade war. How about a real war? Or what if there is no war, but China is out, closed for business, out of business, which basically they are right now? How are you going to get your antibiotics? How are you going to get your drugs? How are you going to get your masks to prevent viral spread? And the answer is, Wayne Root says, I don't know. Not good. Not good. This comes on the same day that the CDC warns of coronavirus spread. Disruption to everyday life might be severe. Dr. Nancy Messonnier, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, warned today that the spread of China's deadly coronavirus in the U.S. is all but certain, and said Americans' everyday life could be dramatically affected. You know, do you realize what this could do to the economy of the United States? Do you realize what this could do to the economy of a tourist city like Las Vegas, where I live, or New York, or Los Angeles, or Disneyland, or Disney World, or Universal Studios, or every hotel in America, or all the airlines of America? Or here in Vegas, Venetian and, you know, all the hotels that matter, Venetian and Mandalay Bay and Wynn and MGM Grand, the list goes on and on. Bellagio, what happens if no one's traveling? What happens if no one's getting on airplanes? What happens if no one's going to Disneyland? Companies are going to go bankrupt. Bad for business. Forget about the disease aspect. Bad for business. So we better be darn certain that we know what we're doing here. We better spend a lot of money on research to find a cure. All right. Prostate Guide for Men is coming up next. We're going to have a message from my sponsor, Prostate Guide for Men. If you've seen the ads out there for prostate pills, there's tons of them. And it's very confusing. How do you know which ones work and which ones don't? Well, now there's a Prostate Guide for Men that is amazing. And they've tested all the pills on the market in professional labs. And what they found is shocking. And they sell the guide at Amazon for $25. But for my viewers, you get a free copy right now. So stay tuned for the message from Prostate Guide for Men. We'll be right back.
Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street singing the coronavirus blues. The major stock indexes lost more than 2% for the second straight day. The Dow losing 879 points, finishing the day at 2781. David Ragland, IRC Wealth Founder, though, says it's time to just be patient.
Obviously, this is a temporary setback. Longer term, market's going to help us out. We look back December of 2018, great buying opportunity when the market was down 20%. Again, with SARS, the market down 20%. Perfect time to be starting the nibbling.
A federal judge appointed by Barack Obama is criticizing President Trump and other conservatives for their remarks about a jury member in the Roger Stone trial. The president and others are claiming the juror was biased against them and that made the trial unfair. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. Bernie Sanders, I want to continue with my Bernie Sanders talk just so I can convey to you, explain to you, teach you, help you understand. You're dealing with a communist. This isn't even a garden variety socialist. He's a communist. This is the scariest thing America's ever faced. Bernie Sanders again praises Fidel Castro and also lauds communist China. He says during a, I think this was an interview, a town hall Monday on CNN in South Carolina. So this was yesterday at a CNN town hall. And the host was Chris Cuomo, my favorite. Hey, Chris. Hi from Wayne Root. He hates me. And so he said to Chris Cuomo that China, communist China, has taken more people out of extreme poverty than any country in history. So let me try and give Bernie a couple lessons here. Now you all are getting a lesson in what the evil face of communism looks like. Let me give Bernie Sanders, or I call him Comrade Fidel Sanders, a lesson. First of all, yes, it's true that in the last, let's get the exact number, is it 514 million, I think he claimed, people have been taken out of poverty. 517 million Chinese have been taken out of poverty since 1978. But before you even get to China, do you think that's accurate, that if it was 517 million Chinese, that's more than America, more than any other country in history? Because America only has 300 million people, but if you go back in time, since, you know, the 1800s, think how many hundreds of millions of Americans alive in each century were taken out of poverty. Think how many hundreds of millions came through Ellis Island and other places and came here with nothing. Like my grandfather came here with nothing from Germany. My other grandfather came here with nothing from Russia. And their lives were changed by capitalism in America. So you can't, even just based on pure numbers, more people have been taken out of poverty in the history of America than China, because China's only been since, they've only taken people out of poverty since 1978. America's done it since the beginning of 1776. People come to America, everybody's an immigrant originally, everybody's a foreigner, and we make them into middle class or above, or upper middle class or rich. That's taking everybody in the history of America, and that's higher than 500 plus million people. So that's number one. America's the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. There's just no debate. Except with Bernie, Uncle Bernie, Fidel Castro Jr. Number two, China only took people out of poverty since 1978 because that's when they adopted a capitalist economy. Yes, they're still a communist nation. Yes, they're still run by a communist political party. Yes, they'll still shoot you dead in the street if they disagree with you, something you've said. No, they don't have any freedom of speech. But their economy is capitalist in many ways, more capitalist than America under Barack Obama. Because under Obama, it was like going like this. China was going up towards capitalism. We were going down towards socialism. Obama created so many regulations, it was impossible to open a lemonade stand. Whereas China was loosening the system and making it very easy to own a business. So Obama was the one who was making us into a socialist nation, and China became a capitalist nation, and that's why people were lifted out of poverty. That's the only reason people were lifted out of poverty. So Bernie Sanders is either a liar, a very dangerous demagogue and a liar, filled, his head is filled with fake news, or he's just delusional or stupid, one or the other, I don't know. Here's more good news. Eight Democrats and independents in Mississippi switched parties to Republican. And the leaders express concern over Bernie Sanders. See, it's happening. Can you imagine if we don't have to win elections because everybody just switches to us? If the Democrats become the party of Bernie Sanders, guess what? We automatically win without running for office. Because how many more switches are coming? And by the way, I don't notice since the day Trump became president. Have you noticed any Republicans switching parties and going to the Democrat Party? I mean, I know one I wish would, Mitt Romney. Bye-bye. We don't want you anymore. You're a joke. You're a joke, Mitt Romney. We all hate you. Every Republican I know hates his guts, despises Mitt Romney because he's a turncoat, because he's Benedict Arnold, because he's a backstabber, because he's Judas, and because he's doing it to such a great guy, President Trump. He's not doing it to a bad guy. He's not doing it to a guy who is a bad Republican. He's doing it to a guy who's a great Republican. Best Republican ever, as far as I'm concerned. The GOAT. Greatest of all time. Donald J. Trump. So 8 Democrats and independents switched parties today in Mississippi, and the governor of Mississippi said, his name is Governor Tate Reeves, we're in a scenario in this country where you can choose to be a member of the party led by Donald J. Trump, or you could choose to be a member of the Socialist Democrat Party led by Bernie Sanders. Amen. Who'd want to be a member of that party? And, you know, I've been on record as a Jewish American. I've been on record many times on this show and on my radio show as saying, think about the history of socialism and what it's meant to Jews. In every socialist nation in world history, they take away your property if you're successful. Even though you worked hard, even though you're educated, even though you went to an Ivy League school, but you started with nothing and your family started with nothing, which is my story. They take your property and your assets away from you. They take your income away from you. Who's most at risk? Successful people. What are the Jewish people? Very successful people. Fact. That's not coming from conservative Wayne Root. I went to Columbia University, the most liberal college in the entire United States in America. So liberal, it was communist. Everyone around me was a commie, a socialist, a Marxist. And all the professors were Marxist. And even at Columbia, we had a course called Ethnicity in America. And they studied every group that ever came to America. And they said the single most successful group to ever step foot on American soil was the Jewish people. They've had more success in America. And what is America? A capitalist country. Greatest capitalist country ever. And you've had more success here, my Jewish friends and relatives and viewers and fans, than in any other country in world history. And where have they taken everything away from you? Socialist countries. When have Jews ever fared well in a socialist nation? Or a communist nation? Do you think Jews fared well in Cuba? Do you think Jews fared well in Venezuela? You didn't. Do you think Jews fared well in the Soviet Union? Absolutely not. Did Jews fare well in the Chinese communist country? No. People's Republic of China? No. Did Jews fare well in socialist Nazi Germany? Very few people even understand. Hitler was the socialist party of Germany. How did Jews fare? Not too good. They take your guns away, they take your assets away, they take your money away, and then they murder you or enslave you in a socialist nation. Jews have always been killed and enslaved and imprisoned and tortured and had their assets taken away in socialist nations. So how could any Jew look me in the face and say, oh, I'm for Bernie? Crazy. And by the way, Bloomberg has an internal poll that shows Bernie could flip the House, meaning the Congress, to Republican. And who would be surprised at that? I'm not. As a matter of fact, in his poll, which is probably all voters, not likely voters, kind of poll I never like, kind of poll that's always against us, leaning against us, biased against us, it found Sanders only 1 point behind Trump in a head-to-head matchup across key districts. But Trump opens up a 6-point advantage after a list of negative messages about Sanders' ideology and alleged ineffectiveness in the Senate is presented to poll respondents. And Sanders' potential impact extends far beyond the presidential race. A plurality of voters, 39%, say they'll be less likely to vote for a Democrat for Congress if Sanders is the Democrat nominee. That's nearly double the 21% who say they'll be more likely to vote for someone down ticket because Sanders is at the top of the ticket. And how about this one? The poll found that 47% of voters in competitive Democrat-held districts felt the increased role of socialist ideas in the Democrat Party was a bad thing. 19% believe it's a good thing. That's called a landslide. 47-19. That's the kind of landslide number that Bernie Sanders won Nevada at the caucus last Saturday. I think Bernie got about 45%, and I think that Biden was second with 19%. So here we're talking about 47-19 landslide. Even Democrat voters in Democrat-held districts think the increased role of socialist ideas is a bad thing versus a good thing. It's 47-19. And then, as if to add a little coal to the fire, Mercedes Schlapp, a senior advisor to President Trump's re-election, says the Castro regime imprisoned her father due to his political beliefs. That's what happened in Cuba. If you disagreed with the socialist communist leader, Fidel Castro, They took you away and they put you into slave labor and they tortured you and they ruined your life and they stole all your assets. And the people I was going to lunch with today told me that one of them was friends with a Cuban who, you know, his family had been in Cuba forever. And they told him the story about how when Fidel Castro took power, he literally stole the ranch of his own brothers and sisters. He took away their property. He didn't even protect them. Wow. Chris, how much time we have left? All right, we got about a minute to go. So in that minute, I want to mention what's coming up next. Trump starts implementing the ban on welfare-dependent immigration to the USA. And Bernie Sanders responds by saying, illegal immigrants are our people. You know, that's like saying a criminal just broke into my house. That's our people. That's my people. I love the criminals. He doesn't love you or me for working hard, being law-abiding, being tax-paying. He loves the illegal immigrants. But Trump says, hey, you could come to this country legally, but if you're on welfare, we're not going to make you a citizen. That's called the public charge rule. And it just took place yesterday. The public charge rule. Great stuff. Coming up next, a message from Dr. Joseph Williams, sponsor of this show, number one hair replacement surgeon in the United States of America. He has clients all over the world and all over the United States. And most of them, by the way, aren't rich. They're middle class. And he changes their life and gives them a full head of hair. And you get a free Vegas vacation out of it. Stay tuned for the message from my great friend, Dr. Joseph Williams. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Hey, Wayne Allen Root, you know what was in the news? Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor, the one appointed by Obama, and it was funny, on my radio show I pointed this out. A lot of people have forgotten what her deal is. People have short memories. She was attacking all the conservative Supreme Court justices and saying that they're biased and they should stop ruling in favor of Trump on every issue when liberals have always ruled against Trump on every issue. How about the liberal federal court judges? How about the district court judges? If you're appointed by Obama, it's automatic against Trump, against Trump, against Trump. It's automatic. Liberal judges are the most biased judges I've ever seen in my life. This is what liberals do. They take normal behavior and they try and say it's corrupt, it's criminal, it's bad, it's biased. And it's the same behavior they've always done their whole lives. It's the same thing that's happened with every Supreme Court justice, liberal or conservative. And it's the same thing that's happened with every president. And they make it out like it's a crime to vote with President Trump because you're a conservative and you agree with President Trump's public charge rule. And that's what they were talking about, the public charge rule. And a lot of people have forgotten that Sotomayor is the one who said at a speech before she became a Supreme Court nominee, because I'm Hispanic and I'm a woman, I think she said Latina and a woman, I can make better decisions in life than white men. Because they've never had to face, I think she said, the prejudices that I have. So you're better than a white man because you're an Hispanic woman. Can you imagine if I said the opposite? I'm better than you because I'm a white male? I mean, I'd be drummed off television. As a matter of fact, nobody should ever say they're better than someone because their race or their religion or their sex. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. But liberals all day long bash white males. So I went on Fox News and I ripped her. I ripped Sotomayor. This was probably like 6 years ago, I would guess, is when Obama appointed Sotomayor to the United States Supreme Court. And I ripped her and said, what a disgraceful thing that was to say. What a racist thing that was to say. And of course, nobody cared, and she got nominated to the Supreme Court. Well, about a year later, NBC News did a special. I think it was called the Obama White House, an open look at the Obama White House, something like that. And it was literally Obama's White House gave them unquestioned, ability to be in the White House for 24 hours and see everything that goes on. and they filmed everything, unfettered access, NBC News cameras, at the Obama White House, and they went into the crisis room where they respond to crises. And when they went in the crisis room, lo and behold, guess what they showed on national TV? They showed all of Obama's PR people losing their minds over Wayne Allyn Root on Fox News saying Sotomayor is a racist. She doesn't belong on the Supreme Court. And they showed me during this special on NBC, prime time, it's like 9 o'clock at night, and they showed me on Fox News, on Fox and Friends, saying that Sotomayor is a racist because of what she said. And they showed them scurrying around like rats, like cockroaches at the White House. Oh, my God, how do we respond? Oh, my God, how do we respond? A lot of people have forgotten about that. Those things that she said, those nasty things that Sotomayor said. So she wrote in her dissent on this public charge case where Trump is saying, hey, if you're an immigrant in this country and you take welfare, you're not going to be a citizen. You have to prove to us to get in this country that you can take care of yourself, you're self-sufficient. And the Supreme Court ruled in his favor on Friday. And so they started the whole public charge yesterday. And Sotomayor wrote, on a case dealing with the Trump administration's expansion of situations where the government can deny visas to non-citizens looking to enter the U.S., it's troubling how often the administration is running to the Supreme Court for relief from injunctions against its policies and how often the court is granting Trump's requests. And so Trump said, he had just been at a rally in front of 110,000 people yesterday. And he talked about this case, and he said Justice Sonia Sotomayor and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg are so biased, they should both recuse themselves from cases surrounding his presidency over past negative comments about Trump. I agree with him. If you're going to start calling names of somebody, oh, you're bad, you're biased, because you're for Trump, how about the people who have made negative comments against Trump? So Ted Cruz came out today. Ted Cruz schooled liberal Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor on a recent dissent where she accused conservative majority on the court of being biased in favor of Trump. Cruz spoke about the issues. The issue at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today. And Cruz wryly observed that none of Sotomayor's colleagues joined in her accusatory dissent. Cruz cited the explosion in the number of nationwide injunctions against the Trump administration in just 3 years, 55 of them, compared to the 16 previous years against Obama and Bush, where there were 19 and 12, respectively. Cruz stated one-third of the anti-Trump injunctions came from California federal courts, while two-thirds of the 50 states had zero injunctions from the federal courts, indicating a problem with resistance judges. And then he said, this Sotomayor complaint, we're getting all these emergency appeals. I read it a little like an arsonist complaining about the noise from the fire trucks. The reason there are so many appeals is you've had 55 nationwide injunctions from far too many judges who are not honoring their oath. They're operating as partisan political activists. You tell them, Ted Cruz. We're ending the show for the night. Good night to the cops. Good night to the military. Good night to the veterans. We love you. Appreciate your sacrifice. And as we say goodnight on Newsmax TV from Wayne Allyn Root and the Wayne Allyn Root Show, I want to suggest you stay tuned for the message coming up next from My Doctor Suggests. With coronavirus coming to the U.S., they may have the best defense against virus and flu.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.